Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Coach D, the Wild Man, coming at you again with a new series that I'm getting ready to do to kind of help the MMA fighter kind of get a footing on where they think they're at, you know, in the sport of MMA. And this series is going to be called Are You In The Game? And what Are You In The Game is all about, it's just asking you certain questions as an MMA fighter to kind of give you a clarity on where you think you're at. Okay, because understand, MMA is still a new sport. It's only been around 20 years. There's a lot of unknowns that are still out there. You know, because we only have pretty much one or two different things to base where our career is at right now. Okay, so when you look at yourself as an MMA fighter, who are you comparing it to? You know, it's hard to compare yourself to a lot of local fighters. A lot of local fighters are still at your level. You're pretty much all on the same level. Some have a little bit more, you know, higher up, you know, than you. But a lot of you are still on the same page. You're doing a lot of the same things. You see what I'm saying? So the only thing you have to compare your success to is your big stars. You're looking at the UFC, Bellator, you know, the new fight league out there. You know, Titan FC, some of the smaller promotions, but they're still up there, or they're right under the main cards, you know, the main promotions. So those are your only reference points. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's not like the NBA or, you know, NFL, you know, or the hockey leagues or even tennis, even golf, that have been around so long, they have an exact track record and how you can get to the major leagues, you know. You know, you start off in high school, they may have some high school programs. You start off, you're on your way to college. The college may have some actual, you know, programs. And then you're scouted from high school from college onto the major leagues. You know, so there's scouting systems and all these other sports that can kind of let you know where you're at in, you know, in the arena of that particular sport. But that's not really what we have right now in MMA. MMA doesn't have a scouting program. You know, you may have things like, you know, Dana White looking for a fighter or the Contender Series right now. Those are pretty much your only scouting programs that you have going on that kind of let you know where you're at. So if you're not being scouted like that, you're pretty much grinding it out, you know, on the local scene until somebody picks you up. You know, there's no fast track to you being successful because there's not enough, you know, media attention on the local level, and there's not enough exact programs that get you there so you can have a measuring stick of where you're at. You know, so what I'm doing with Are You In The Game is just kind of having a conversation and asking you the right questions so at least you know where you think you're at, and then you can kind of clean things up so you can kind of figure it out. So that's what Coach D is doing today with Are You In The Game. Okay, so the first question that I want to ask a lot of you up-and-coming fighters on the local scene is not number one, where's your record? You know, because you want to have the best record you can, so you're going to go out there and have your best fights, you know, and you're going to, you know, compete on as many different promotions as you can so that you can have a diverse record. But I will say that starting off, if you're already in the game and you're already fighting, from my standpoint, as you know, not only a fan and as somebody who reports on different promotions, the minute I can get my hands on and go see and go do and go watch, try your best to compete on as many different promotions as you can. I'm not knocking the promotion of the state that you're in or the town that you're in, and it may be a great promotion, okay. But you want to spread your name around. You know, a lot of people may not go to your particular town, you know, to watch your promotion. You know what I'm saying? You know, or they may live in another state and they may see you on Facebook. They may like you, but they may not drive to your location. So you might want to travel and compete on different promotions so that more people can see you. And that way you have more eyes kind of helping your name grow. Okay. That's just if you're already in the sport. Now, if you're making your bones and you're trying to figure out that you want to become a fighter, and you start training as a fighter, the first thing you want to do is pick your gym, okay? Know what kind of fight gym you're at, you know their reputation, know their name. Are they already, you know, producing, you know, professional fighters or high-level amateur fighters? you know, already out there, already doing their thing, you know, so you can measure the success of that gym. You may have a great gym and you like them and they're fun and you roll around great and you feel like you're getting great training, but you only know it based off of you. You only know what knowledge you have. You may leave that gym and go, oh man, it was a great workout. And then you go to another gym and you're nowhere even close to the level of training that they're doing. You see what I'm saying? So do the research on the gym that you're at. I'm not knocking your gym, okay? That's one thing I'm not doing. But if you're looking, if you're trying to be serious about getting into the MMA game, then you have to learn what it takes to be eligible to be looked at. You know, a win, people say a win is a win is a win. That's, you know, that's true in certain degrees. Okay, but using Tyron Woodley as an example, he won, but it was such a lackluster win that nobody was happy with the win. Even though he won and he won convincingly, nobody was happy. So you can't always say a win is a win is a win. You see what I'm saying? So you must choose a gym that gives you the right skills that when you step in the cage, you're so diverse in your skill set that you can win in many different ways that appeals to the fans' enjoyment. Once again, we're 20 years old. A lot of fight fans don't have the experience to know what they're looking at. So they're only going to go with the excitement of the fights. They're going to go with, oh my God, did you see how he knocked that guy out? Or he kicked that guy in the head? Or you see how he got that great choke on that guy? They're not even going to name the name of the submission that you did. You know what I'm saying? You know, you may have some hardcore fans who are well-versed in what they're looking at, but your average fan that's going to fill the majority of the seats are just going to be entertainment fans. They're there for the entertainment of what they're looking for, the brawl of it all, the street fight of it all, the tough man of it all. You know what I'm saying? They're still at that level. But then you have your high-level fight fans who know what they're looking at when you get in the cage. They know your record. They know who you are. They know what you've done. And they're excited to see you continue to do that very thing. Okay? So, today's part one of this is, A, know who you are as a fighter. Know why you want to do it. Know your background. Know what you're trying to do. Second, pick the right gym. Pick the right gym that's going to be well-rounded. You know they have a great striking coach, they have a great jiu-jitsu coach, they have a great wrestling coach, they have a great strength and conditioning program. You know, they have all the things you need to mold you to be well-rounded. Now, you may come to the gym with some gifts. You may have, you know, a high school background in wrestling. You may have a college background in wrestling. Or you may have a skill set when you come to that gym that they may not have to hone. So you may be already ahead of the game. But if you're brand spanking new, you haven't done anything, you're going to need all these diverse training systems to help you become well-rounded. Being a specialist in one area is not going to get you as far as it used to. Once again, going with Tyron Woodley and Damian Maya was a specialist in BJJ. He had some striking skills and he had some grappling skills, but primarily he was a BJJ specialist. And up to that point, could nobody stop that particular skill set? You know, that he has mastered and no one had an answer to it. So why change a winning strategy until he met Tyron Woodley, who nullified that one skill set. And then Damian Maia didn't have anything else to fall back on. And he was able to get dominated control. And then the victory came from Tyron Woodley. Now, what Tyron Woodley did is stuck to a simple game plan. You know, he wasn't catering to the fans or the entertainment at all. He was strictly, you know, sticking to a strategy. I'm going to win the fight. And that's what he did. Okay, so today's Are You In The Game is, number one, know who you are, know what you want to accomplish, and pick the gym that gets you there and evaluate that gym so that you know that gym is going to well-roundedly help you get to that, you know, to that starting point of getting into the cage and fighting, you know, with enough of a versatility, well-rounded skill set that allows you to be successful. Okay, so this is Coach D with today of part one of Are You In The Game. This is what I'm going to be doing for ongoing. I'm going to keep this thing going so I can help people out and just ask the right questions and hopefully I can help a fighter get to the next level. All right, this is Coach D doing what I'm doing, talking that noise. Until you hear from me again, peace out.